November 20th, 1902. The Canvassing Work. Ellen G. White. We are living in a time when a great work is to be done. There is a famine in the land for the pure gospel, and the bread of life is to be given to hungry souls. There is no better opportunity to do this work than that offered by the consecrated canvasser. Thousands of books containing the precious light of present truth should be placed in the homes of the people in our large cities. Canvassers are needed to take up the work of carrying these silent messengers of truth to the people. Canvassers who feel a burden for souls and who can speak words in season to those who are seeking for light. Some may say, "I am not a minister. I cannot preach to the people." You may not be able to preach, but you can be an evangelist, ministering to the needs of those with whom you come in contact. You can be God's helping hand, working as the disciples worked. You can ask those you meet if they love the Lord Jesus. The canvassing work is a work of great responsibility, and it means much not only to those who are engaged in it, but to the people for whom they labor. Let the canvasser remember that his work is evangelistic in its nature, and that God wants those whom he meets to be saved. Let him keep his heart under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let him keep the Bible near him for reference, and when an opportunity presents itself to speak words of truth, let him pray for grace to speak wisely, that to those to whom he speaks, his words may be a savor of life unto life. The canvasser should make every effort in his power to let the light of truth shine forth in good works. In his discharge of duty, he should shed about him the fragrance of Christian courtesy, improving every opportunity to perform acts of helpful service. He should educate himself to speak distinctly and impressively. He should learn daily in the school of the great teacher. Christ will surely help those who hide in him, depending on him for strength. The temperance question is to receive decided support from God's people. Intemperance is striving for the mastery, self-indulgence is increasing, and the publications treating on health reform are greatly needed. Literature bearing on this point is the helping hand of the gospel, leading souls to search the Bible for a better understanding of the truth. The note of warning against the great evil of intemperance should be sounded, and, that this may be done, every Sabbath keeper should study and practice the instruction contained in our health periodicals and our health books. And they should do more than this. They should make earnest efforts to circulate these publications among their neighbors. The sale of our health literature will in no way hinder the sale of publications dealing with other phases of the third angel's message. All are to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Canvassers should call the attention of those they visit to our health publications, telling them of the valuable instruction these periodicals contain regarding the care of the sick and the treatment of disease. Tell them this instruction, studied and practiced, will bring health to the family. Explain how important it is for every family to understand the science of life. Direct their minds to Him who formed and who keeps in motion the wonderful machinery of the body. Tell them that it is our part to cooperate with God, caring wisely for all our faculties and organs. The proper care of the body is a great responsibility and requires an intelligent knowledge of its parts. Tell them that God is dishonored when, for the gratification of appetite and passion, man misuses the machinery of the body so that it does its work feebly and with difficulty. Tell them that the books you have for sale give much valuable instruction regarding health, and that, by practicing this instruction, much suffering, and also much of the money spent in paying doctors' bills, will be saved. Tell them that in these books there is advice which they cannot possibly obtain from their physician during the short visits he makes. In his association with those whom he meets, the canvasser can do much to show the value of healthful living. Instead of staying at a hotel, he should, if possible, obtain lodging with a private family. As he sits at the table with the family, let him practice the instruction given in the health works he is selling, holding up the banner of strict temperance. As opportunity is offered, let him speak of the value of a healthful diet. He should never be ashamed to say, "No, thank you, I do not eat meat." If tea is offered, let him refuse it, explaining that it is harmful that, though for a time stimulating, the stimulating effect passes off, and a corresponding depression is felt. Let him explain the injurious effect of intoxicating drinks and of tobacco, tea, and coffee on the digestive organs and the brain. As the canvasser goes from place to place, he will find many who are sick. He should have a practical knowledge of the causes of disease and should understand how to give simple treatments that he may relieve the suffering ones. More than this, he should pray in faith and in simplicity for the sick, pointing them to the great physician. As he thus walks and works with God, ministering angels are beside him, giving him access to hearts. What a wide field for missionary effort lies before the faithful, consecrated canvasser! What a blessing he will receive in the diligent performance of his work! Young men, young women, you are called by the Master to take up his work. His requirements are too sacred to be tampered with. In the name of the Lord, I ask you to conquer every unlawful appetite and passion, and to purify your souls by a belief of the truth. Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Discharge faithfully your obligations, looking to God for strength. Church members, awake to the importance of the circulation of our literature and devote more time to this work. Place in the homes of the people papers, tracts, and books that will preach the gospel in its several lines. There is no time to be lost. Let many give themselves willingly and unselfishly to the canvassing work, and thus help to a warning that is greatly needed. When the church takes up her appointed work, she will go forth fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. Ellen G. White.